Hello?
Hi, Vahi. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How are you? Can you hold on a second? A minute?
Sure.
1 second. Sorry, Tom. Okay.
Oh, no worries. How have
you
been?
Okay, how you been?
Well, pretty good.
That's good. That's
yeah, things are going well.
What?
I just wanted to check in with you and see if there was anything hot on your plate. Any bridal appointments coming up?
Nothing. And next month I'm going to be on vacation. And, you know, for now, like, I haven't done, I'm making a custom-made wedding band with, like, quarter-carat lab-growns, like, gradient-cut quarter-carat, you know, all the way around.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's about it,
mm-hmm.
As far as bridal goes. It's a custom-made one, like, you know.
Yeah, there's companies that sell those smaller labs individually?
No. I mean, I'm making it myself. CAD it and never, you know, it's in the works.
Right, I understand. I'm saying the smaller diamonds you're able to get.
Yeah, I don't, not magic. From smaller. I have other sources. Like, I get 50 million calls on lab drones, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, I know there's a million, million and one
yeah.
lab grown companies out there. I didn't realize how small they went with labs that they send out on smaller sizes.
Well, you know, I needed 20 of them. There's this one company in New York, quarter carat, you know. So, like, they just measure it and, you know, they get me, like, pretty good, like, you know, how do you say it, like, Synchronized.
Just all, yeah, they're all matched up appropriately.
Yeah, matched up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nice.
It's like lab grown. It's not like, you know, natural diamonds. There's like, you know, I get inundated by emails, phone calls from companies that are like doing lab grown, and most of them, of course, you know, they're Indians, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Indian companies, yeah.
Nothing in nothing in natural diamonds at all?
Nothing. There was another, like, the salesman, Sapphire, from New York, he calls me, like you, like every once in a while. I told him the last time I don't remember when I saw, it was 3 years back maybe, when I sold natural diamond engagement rings. And over the holidays, I sold a pair of, like, 75 points. Stud earrings that I had in my, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing, you know, everything else has been lab grown.
Yeah, well, if that's what you're selling,
the,
you know, you gotta go with what people are asking for.
I mean, the prices that, like, on the lab grown, with these companies are like, you know, they're really, really like, you know, it's very competitive, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're very inexpensive now. I've seen
yeah,
them
I
even
know.
Be sold directly
basically,
to consumer
what
online.
What you're paying is
for
the gold part. You
mm-hmm.
only pay in, like, mostly, I mean, the main expense is the gold, the metal.
Right.
And even that is very, you know, competitive. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you know, I have to stay competitive too, you know, like, and they sent, some of them, they sent memos, some of them you have to buy, the ones that send memo are higher, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't want to stock, I don't want to stock, like, they send memo that is, like, a little bit higher than their, like, you know, to buy, buy price. You know how it goes.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be stuck with something depreciating, depreciating product.
Lab-grown, and it's, I was hearing a set, like a webinar that it's gonna dip even more, the prices of lab-grown, you know, because China puts out like by the tons, you know, it's like there's no scarcity of this stuff.
Yeah, it will be nothing more than.
And the pressure, of course, it's going on the natural. How's the natural diamond business with you guys?
You know, it's funny. We're starting to get more requests for even smaller naturals, like your half carat to one carat. So that's that's interesting. So
I have a few small ones. I have 1 carat 10, I had 1 carat 35, you know, in natural. I have like a couple like that. I have 127, you know. So those are, and I have like few, like 3/4, but that's about it. And And, you know, I hope I get some, I don't know, like, and I'm not actively pushing lab-grown. It's not like I'm like, some retail outlets, they're like, you know, it's just, I guess, the price.
Yeah.
And also another thing, I am in a pretty affluent area. I would, you know, but I'm not getting that natural diamond traffic. You know Boca Raton.
Oh yeah, very high end area.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you know, that's why I'm doing more like, you know, we're pushing, you know, our niche is custom made, not necessarily only diamonds, whatever it is, you know.
Right.
Of course, engagement ring is gonna be always gonna 90% of the time is gonna be diamonds. Sometimes they're sapphires, you know.
Well, you know, I'm here for you if anything comes up, Vahe. You know, if you're up.
I know, Tom. I know. I wish something comes up, and I'll call you and put an order. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, let me know.
It's been a while. I know.
Yeah, I know. The last one we had, was pushing about 4 years ago.
Oh wow! Is it? And I'm not lying. That was probably last time I sold the natural diamond engagement ring.
Well, you know what? There's no better day than the present. So hopefully there will be, something.
And I also have few engagement rings that are already set with diamonds too. Like, but that's about it. It's sitting right here and doing nothing. You know.
Right.
I'm gonna, you know, my son is trying to do some like online content.
He was going to help you out with like social media. So.
Yeah, he's doing. I'm going to tell him to like specifically talk about like little natural diamonds also. Like maybe we'll get some traffic from there. When he talks about diamonds, he doesn't say natural or lab grown. He just says diamonds, you know.
It's good to be vague and then let, you know, at least that creates interest and let them, you know, reach out if you have, you know, an opportunity.
You know, honestly, at this point, I didn't want to, like, be known just for lab-growns, which I never pushed lab-growns. But I also, if you say only natural, you know, you're not going to have any business.
Right, yeah.
So it's tough out here, Tom. I know it's tough everywhere in the industry, especially in retail, it's tough.
Well, all we can do is, you know, just keep on grinding, you know, one foot in front of the other. And
that's it. Hopefully things will change. You know, let's keep positive. you know, next month I'm going away. So, you know, when I get back, let's, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, like I said, there'll be some of your clients or, you know, even prospective clients that reach out and are looking for natural diamonds or jewelry. You know, again, I can get you nice jewelry pieces. We have some great, you know, finished rings that are already made up, diamond tennis bracelets, diamond tennis necklaces. So a lot of that product sells out for the holidays.
You sent me a tennis bracelet, you know, like tennis necklace, I think you sent me, and a bracelet.
Right, those were the lab-grown.
Yeah, right? I know.
Yeah.
But you have natural, too.
I have natural, right, I have plenty of natural.
Preset, ready to go kind of a thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll definitely keep you in mind, of course, you know.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good good time away from the store. You going anywhere outside of your area?
I'm going. I haven't been. I don't know if you. I was born in Beirut, Lebanon. You know that, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. So after 31 years, I'm going to Beirut.
Oh wow. Okay. You've never been back.
Wish me luck. It's.
how is it over there right now?
Right now, let's keep the fingers crossed. We have a refundable ticket, so, you know, let's keep the fingers crossed and let's see what's going to happen. You know, like, for now, the city seems, you know, calm. Of course, there's always something going on there, but in the south, but, you know, Beirut seems to be calm, and that's, I'm staying in Beirut, basically.
Do you still have family over there?
I have a sister, I have niece and nephews, I have cousins. Yeah, we came as immigrants in 1980, Tom.
And now your sister never came to the States?
She never, because, you know, she was married, she was raising children. When they were young, they wanted to come, you know, move here, but then after that didn't happen, and, you know, then... I don't know. She got busy with life. Last time I was there was 95.
Okay.
1995. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, everything will stay calm and we'll, you know. In 95 when I went, I didn't enjoy it because the Civil War had just stopped. It just, you know, and then it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to find it, but I have to go because it's like my kids, they go, we want to, my wife is born there too. So my kids go, we want to see where you guys are from.
They want it, right. They want to know a little bit about their history. Sure. Yeah, that's
they're Americans. They want to know who are their parents, where their parents are from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that's
they're Americans too. I mean, we're naturalized, but they're like real Americans, you know. Like,
right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a great experience. I hope everything goes well.
I hope so, Tom. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all the best, and I will definitely speak with you when you get back then.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye.